The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Singapore's first and only business and personal finance station. This is Money FM 89.3. Now, So Siew Chew is Head of Consumer Banking and Big Data Analytics Technology at DBS. As one of the few leading women in tech, she is a strong advocate as well for gender diversity. She once said that banking technology is notorious for gender bias, and the higher you go up on the ladder, the lonelier you'll be. Siew Chew understands there's a small pool of female mentors in banking tech, so she also encourages her male colleagues, the other 80% of tech staff, to be mentors as well. We're glad she's joining us today to talk to us about her journey through tech. Siew Chew, pleasure to have you this morning.
Morning.
So talk to us about your passion for tech. Did you always have it?
I believe in pursuing what you're passionate about. So for me, logic and maths has always been my favourite subjects. And, you know, I believe that if we pursue what we are passionate about, we don't have to work a single day in our life.
Yeah, so, it's fun, right?
Yes. So when it comes to choosing what to study for my degree, I opted for computer science. And yes, technology has been a profession I truly enjoy. Throughout my whole career, all of them in banking technology so far for more than 2 decades, I have always been in roles where I can use technology to drive major transformation for the business. And I have had the privilege to reimagine, re-architect and build new things that can truly be game-changing.
So earlier we talked about how there is some gender bias within the tech field. How did you navigate it? Through school, through your career?
So in my personal experience, I have never felt any blatant bias in my career due to my gender. But having said that, probably this is because of my mindset and approach towards everything. I believe in equal opportunity, equal share of voice. I like to challenge the status quo that is not making sense. And I do not believe in stereotypes. I don't feel afraid to make my voice heard, even though I'm the minority in the room.
Right.
Which is very often in banking as well as in the technology world. So, you know, with this mindset approach, I guess, you know, even though there is a bias, I don't let it hamper where I want to go and what I want to achieve.
What sort of advice would you give other women in tech who may not be the same as you are, who may perhaps feel as though, you know, maybe I shouldn't say anything at this point?
I think have belief in yourself. Go all out in terms of what you believe you're passionate about, and have no limits.
Hmm. And as a mentor, this is some of the things you tell some of your younger colleagues, female colleagues in the tech space. Tell us more about why you're advocating then for some of your male colleagues to be mentors as well.
So when we look around the team, you know, even within our current team or in the industry, only about 20% plus of the people are women, right? The majority of our teams are made up of men. So in order to really, you know, make any progress in terms of balancing the representation of women, the other 80% need to play a part. So it is very important that both the male and female come together and actually make a conscious effort to balance the representation of women in banking as well as in technology.
Mm. Is the mentoring, say, different? Say, if you were to mentor a younger male colleague versus a younger female colleague, how different is the approach you would take?
To me, I think mentorship is pretty unique. There is not a custom-made mentorship based on gender. But
it's unique to each person?
Yeah, it's unique to each person. And there is some differences between the male mindset and the female mindset at times. You know, the mentorship, the mentors can help in terms of demystifying some of these stereotypes.
So it's exciting times over at DBS as you are Head of Consumer Banking and Big Data Analytics Technology. You've also come up with Paradigm Shift, which is DBS's global hackathon. Tell us how you came up with it.
So we are trying to crowdsource ideas to make an exponential impact in banking. I was brainstorming with my head of innovation in terms of you know, how we can replicate the success of one of our previous hackathon. 3 years ago, we did a hackathon to hire tech people into the team and modern tech people, to be more precise. And that was a pretty successful project.
But how many hires came out of it?
Actually, we had a pretty high standard. So each year, we'd only take around, I mean, when we first started, it was about only 70 across the two markets that we were in. But over the last 2 years, we have actually fine-tuned our process and the outreach, and we have managed to hire a lot more. So far, we have got more than 300 people from this agenda.
This time round, for Paradigm Shift, your global hackathon, are you hoping to hire people or just to glean the ideas?
So the primary objective is to glean the ideas. We are hoping for exponential idea to help us to shift the way we do banking. But the secondary objective is to attract people to come and work with us if they are interested.
Right.
But, you know, the attraction of talent is a secondary objective rather than the primary.
If they choose not to work with you, but they win the hackathon, they will still collaborate with you in order to implement some of these ideas across
DBS? Yes.
And of course, there is the $100,000 prize.
Yes, there's the $100,000 total prizes to be won.
Okay, talk us through it. At this point, you're just open to applications. And so far, you've already attracted over 1,000 participants.
We opened the invitation to register for this hackathon last week. And there are three phases to the hackathon. The first phase is about ideation. We are inviting people to submit their ideas on how we can shift how we do banking. That first phase will end on the 5th of July. The shortlisted ideas will go into the second phase, which is the prototyping phase. And that will last till around September. And the final phase is a virtual pitch for the finalists. And that's where the prizes are to be won.
How do you think, though, this competition and the ideas that come out will help DBS stave off competition?
For us to remain relevant, we believe that we need to continuously have new ideas to actually add value to our customers. We want to, instead of creating the minimum viable product, which is most what the fintechs are doing, we want to create a minimum lovable products. We hope that our customer will smile when they're using our services. We hope that it is something that is unique, that has not been created by anyone before, that is of value. And we hope that these services that is being created will let others to come and talk to us about what we are doing.
Right. How do you think, though, you've kept up with disruption and change? I imagine, though, because I come from a completely different background of doing literature in school, for example. So moving into, say, the 21st century and computers and tech was a little challenging for me. I have to admit, when I was a kid, the newspaper came to our door. When I had to research for a school project, it was heading to the library. But for you, was it not something you noticed, disruption and change?
I think to remain consistent with what's going on around us, it is the culture and mindset. I like this quote from Alvin Toffler. He said that the illiterate of the 21st century are not those who cannot read or write. They are those who cannot learn, unlearn and relearn. Right? And in order to adopt that mindset, actually, one need to be curious all the time. You need to have the humility to learn from anyone. So in this particular hackathon, we want to learn from people from all around the world, from different nationalities, from different cultural background, experience, industry, those who have been more successful than us and those who have failed from different age group, you know, younger or older than us, and so on. So,
because the best ideas may not need to come from the banking sector or the fintech space.
Yes, yes. We are looking for ideas from people who are very, very different from us, because we expect a transformational idea to come from those who are very different from us.
Check out their hackathon if you'd like to take part. Just search DBS and Paradigm Shift or DBS P Shift. You should be able to find it. Application is open until sometime in July, as Siu Chu mentioned, the 5th of July, in fact.
Yes,
so Siu Chu, Head Consumer Banking and Big Data Analytics Technology. Siu Chu, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.